When I was in my early 20s, I worked at my local McDonald's as a second source of income to pay for my college tuition. I attended med school in the city, which wasn't cheap at all. Sometimes we'd have to get there at really early hours of the day. I have a class every Monday and Wednesday night, meaning I'd have to get to bed early to wake up for work the next day. My manager, being the jerk that he was, gave me a week of opening shifts knowing my situation about my classes. One morning, I had arrived to work with my coworker to take out the food and help refill sauces to open the restaurant. Anyway, we're getting everything ready while I'm wiping down tables so we can open at 4, which is the time McDonald's usually opens here in Canada. So, we're doing our tasks when, all of a sudden, we see a man looking inside from the glass doors. He's banging on the doors in a sort of rapid motion, as if he wanted to get in. I give him a sort of denying motion, telling him that we were closed. However, he insisted to come in, as he claimed he was hungry and just wanted a quick bite. I apologized and told him that we were closed and to come back in an hour where I could serve him. This seemed to faze him as he then walked away, disappearing into the night. I continue to help my coworker mop the floors before I see the man come towards the doors with what appeared to be a golf club. As expected, he smashes the glass doors and proceeded to step inside. I told my coworker that we had to leave through the back door and to call the police. She does just that and we leave the McDonald's and into my car. Thankfully, police were able to arrive in a timely manner to catch this man going through our register. As police were restraining him, my coworker and I heard a commotion going on and a few tasers going off. After that, the police had given us the all clear to return to work. As we walk inside, we then see the police force the man into the back seat of the cruiser. His face will forever be burned into the back of my head as he stared down at us. It was a very menacing, revengeful type of look, as if the first thing he'd do once he got out of jail would be to come back for us. The inside of the McDonald's was left a wreck. Money scattered on the floor, cups misplaced, and even food items spilled on the floor. We, of course, had to clean it all up and finish getting everything ready to open while the police stood by to ensure our safety. We open, and the day went smoothly as planned with no other disruptions. The following week, an employee at another McDonald's got injured during a robbery not too far away from our location. I quit after I learned that, as I didn't want to risk putting myself into danger. My area was known to be one of the safest areas in Vancouver, so for something like this to happen was rare. I ended up doing freelance work later on, and eventually graduated to become a full-time nurse. Anyway, that's my story, and it's also the reason why I will never work at fast food again. I'm an 18-year-old female, and this happened back in 2009 when I was a freshman in college. I lived in a small city in the US, which was an overall safe area in my state. I even told my friends that even some of the criminals in my city were polite. Long story short, it was a neat little city that really deserved more attention. The people were nice, and sirens would almost never be heard. One night, a few of my college friends and I had just finished a concert from our school performed by a local band. They never made it big, but they were still well known around the area, especially if you were into music. Anyway, we leave the school trying to find somewhere to eat as we were practically starving. It was around 11 at night, meaning most places were closed, making it harder for us to find food. Eventually, we decide to go by a nearby McDonald's as we were dirt poor college students with little to no money. We enter the McDonald's and order our food and find a nearby table to eat at. For some context, there were four people. Me, my friend Emily, my friend James, and his girlfriend Samantha. As we're eating a total of 40 plus McNuggets, I notice a man walk in hyperventilating as if he had just ran a marathon. He wore black sweatpants, a white shirt, and had on a backpack. Not that there was anything wrong with him, but something about him just made me feel uneasy. On top of that, he seemed disheveled with long messy hair and looked as if he hadn't been to the gym in years. Now, I'm not one to judge people, but there was something about this man that was just off. Not wanting to pry and too tired to care, I think nothing of it and just continued eating while talking to my friends. I nudge Emily and whisper in her ear if she thinks that man seemed off. She just so happens to agree with me and tells me that we should just not pay attention to him. We focus on eating our food while chatting with our friends when James turns around and made eye contact with the man. However, not even a minute after, he walks up to our table with a flashlight, smiling his smile. Hey there, weird favor. The toilet in the bathroom is overflowing. Can one of you help me with it? We all just kind of look at each other, confused, and say that we were eating and to ask an employee. He disregards our suggestion and insists we help him out. We politely decline and tell him no, to which he then asks once again. But before I was about to say something, James says in an annoyed tone to leave us the hell alone and to go away. His face went pale and he grabs a drink before leaving the restaurant. Samantha kept telling us as to how uncomfortable the man made her feel and that she sworn she'd seen him before. We begin to ask her if she was sure, and if she did, where she saw him. She said that she couldn't remember but thought it was sometime last week. We eat for another 20 minutes before leaving to go back home when Emily says something I didn't realize. You know, he never went into the restroom in the first place. How would he know the toilet was overflowing? I look at her with this unsettling face, and that's when I immediately thought of the backpack. Upon realizing this, several questions came up in my mind about why he had a backpack. What were the contents of it? What were his intentions? And what would he have done had one of us gone in there? These questions bothered me for a good week when James saw a chilling news report. Apparently, the same tactic had happened at another restaurant. Only this time, it actually worked. The same man had tried the approach and managed to lure a woman standing by the men's restroom. He was able to pull her in and do things I won't mention until a few people helped break up the situation. The news showing the man's face on TV made James almost spit out his water as he saw this. James ends up calling the police to put in our tip and what had happened. Police in my city don't mess around, so whenever something bad happened, they were ready to stop it. Eventually, Samantha had remembered seeing the man at a pub she was at. He didn't do anything, but described him as being drunk and annoyed at the bartender. Needless to say, this news went around like wildfire around my city and even my school. What had once been this nice area with barely any crime, only to have something disturbing happen. For those of you wondering, yes, he was thrown in prison. I ended up staying away from that McDonald's for a good while until the paranoia faded. It wasn't until a year later where I learned a truth I didn't know. James and Samantha had moved away, and it was actually Emily who had told me this. During dinner one night with her, I had asked her if she had remembered about the man from McDonald's many years ago. Her eyes went wide and she said she was going to tell me something she never told me. Turns out, the man had ended his life in prison not too long ago. He couldn't live with the pain anymore and just decided to end it. I was shocked when I learned this and really couldn't believe it. However, it was nice to know that he couldn't hurt any more people while knowing our city was much safer. Anyway, that's my story, and I hope you can all learn from this and help prevent it. If you see or feel something is off, you need to tell someone. There are truly some messed up people in this world.
When I was about 10 years old, I lived in the city, not too far from a McDonald's. I remember one day, I convinced my mom to let me go there alone to get some food. She was busy with something and gave me a few dollars and told me to come back quickly. I was excited and it made me feel like a grown-up to go out on my own. I had done it several times before, and it wasn't a daily thing, but here and there I would. So I left and I made my way to the McDonald's. It took me about 10 minutes to walk there. After leaving our house, I only had to walk to the end of the street, then cross a busy one. Then I went down a ways before the McDonald's was on the right side. As I approached the restaurant, a sudden urge to use the bathroom hit me. When I got inside, I saw that the place wasn't very busy, and I walked over to the bathrooms to use it before ordering. When I got inside the bathroom, nobody else was in there. I went into a stall, but only about a minute later, I heard the bathroom door open and close. This was followed by footsteps. But the footsteps didn't go in far. They seemed to stop just inside the door, and I thought this was kind of weird. I kept expecting them to walk further in, but they didn't. After about a minute, I ducked down and looked underneath the bathroom stall that I was in. I saw black shoes and the bottom of some black pants. They were standing right in front of the door. I wanted to leave, but I would have to walk past the person, so I decided to wait. As I sat in the bathroom stall, I couldn't believe how or why this person was standing there for so long. I decided that I was going to stay in the bathroom stall until they left. Eventually, after probably 10 more minutes, I heard the door open and the person walk out. I felt much better. The whole thing seemed really strange to me. Finally, I was able to leave the bathroom stall, and after I walked out of the bathroom, I looked around the restaurant. There still weren't very many people in there. However, not long after leaving the restrooms, as I was making my way over to order, I saw one man who was sitting in the corner of the restaurant. I noticed his black shoes and pants, and I realized this was more than likely the same guy. I hurried up and went to the counter to order, and I did not see the man as I did. After ordering, it didn't take long at all for me to get my food, and I then left the restaurant to walk home. I began making my way back along the sidewalk, but before making it more than 2 minutes, I had a bad feeling. I looked back, and sure enough, the same guy was trailing me. He was a little ways back and not right up on me, but it still made me really nervous. Could he be following me? This was the same man who had just been standing inside the bathroom door for so long. I kept looking back every so often, and the man was always behind me. When I started walking faster intentionally, the guy definitely did the same thing. I was now getting really worried. What if this guy followed me all the way back to my house? And what if he ran up behind me and tried to grab me or something before I could get home? As I approached the busy street to wait at the crosswalk before crossing, I had to stop. The man would probably catch up to me before I would make it across the street. That's when I decided to just go for it. I started sprinting across the road, with many cars still on it. I felt confident that I could make it and would not be hit by a car, but nevertheless, multiple cars honked at me as I ran. But luckily, I did make it across safely. I looked back and saw the man starting to run out into the street as well, but a car quickly approached and honked at him. He backed up and stayed on the other side. I used this opportunity to run up into my street and out of sight of the man. I ran the whole rest of the way home and made it back a short time later. After making it home, I told my mom all about the experience. And as a result, I was not allowed to go anywhere on my own for a while. But I didn't mind a bit. I was worried that the man would have somehow found out where we lived, and I worried about that for weeks. But luckily, I don't believe he did, because I never saw him again after that. I used to work at a McDonald's. I worked there for about a year, right after I finished high school. Working at McDonald's was a decent job for me. I made a few friends with coworkers, and I didn't love the job, but I didn't hate it either. Mostly, I would work behind the counter taking orders or passing out food to customers. One busy Saturday, I found myself working a shift, starting in the morning and ending in the afternoon. For basically the entire time, it was really busy. Our location would always get tons of customers, and it was really close to a shopping center. With it being the weekend, that also drew many people in. Time sort of flew by that day, as we all scrambled to keep up. There were quite a few of us working, and I remember at one point, probably about 1 p.m., the place was really crowded. I got an order to hand out to a customer, and I called the number. A woman walked up and accepted it, then walked away, only to return about a minute later. When she did, she was extremely upset. She sought me out and told me that this was not her order. She then angrily demanded her real order. I asked her for her order number, and when she told it to me, I realized that she had grabbed the wrong one. The number that I had called was different. This was her mistake. I told her that her order would be out soon, but she then demanded a refund and said that it should be free. That's when I tried explaining the whole situation to her. It ended up being a total disaster. The place was loud, and the woman would not listen to my explanation. It's like she could not accept the fact that she had made the mistake. Honestly, it made me really frustrated, but I kept my cool. Eventually, I called over a manager to help resolve this situation, and I remember the woman specifically reading my name off my name tag and telling it to my manager as if I should get in trouble for this. I just kind of stood there. My manager then told me that she would handle the situation and I could go back to work helping the others. The woman was raising her voice and sort of causing a scene. Just about everybody else in earshot was looking over and staring. At last, after maybe 10 minutes, the woman ended up taking her order and finally leaving. I did my best to forget about it and continue with my work. I helped other customers like normal for about 15 more minutes. Then it was time for my break. During that time when I worked there, I liked to take my breaks in my car. It was quiet and peaceful, away from the busy McDonald's. I would just sit in there and go on my phone or whatever, then I would go back inside to work. So on this day, I walked out and left the restaurant to head to my car in the parking lot. Almost immediately though, after leaving the building, I saw the same woman who had put up such a fuss. She was sitting at one of the outside tables. Instantly, our eyes locked for a moment, before I couldn't help but look away from her. This was really awkward, and I decided to just ignore it and keep walking out to my car. As I passed her by, I cringed as I couldn't help but notice that she was getting up. She didn't say anything, but I could sense her start to walk behind me. I walked out to my car, and when I reached it, unlocked it and got inside. I refused to entertain the woman following me, but when I was inside my car and in the driver's seat, I noticed that she had walked right up to my driver's window. She then knocked on the window, and I heard her start speaking. I quickly hit lock before she surprisingly tried opening my driver's door. After it wouldn't open, she then knocked on my window. I heard her talking, and she still seemed really angry. I began rolling down my window, curious of what she wanted to say to me. But as soon as I rolled it down, she reached inside for me. I heard her say, "Hey," to me, as I started rolling the window back up the instant that she reached in. I felt in danger and decided to back out and just leave. The woman stood there, shouting at me as I drove my car out of the parking lot and left. I knew that I couldn't go home because I had to return within 15 minutes, because that was how long my break was. I drove around a little and called my boss, letting her know of the situation that just happened. My boss had told me that she was aware of a situation in the parking lot and told me that she was glad I was okay. I said I would be back within the 15 minutes, and I kept my word. When I returned to the McDonald's parking lot, though, it was quite the scene that I was not expecting. There were multiple police cars and flashing lights. I parked and went back inside to learn of what had happened. A few police officers stood around, one talking with our manager. Apparently, after the woman had yelled at me in the parking lot, another employee went outside to try to calm her down. There was another shouting match, and a customer ended up calling the police. The woman got arrested for disorderly conduct and attempted assault after she apparently tried punching one of the other employees. All I have to say is that she must have had anger problems or something like that, because I couldn't believe what happened. I've seen some crazy customers in my days working at McDonald's, but none will ever top this woman. When I was 7 years old, I went to McDonald's one sunny afternoon with my mom and little sister. The first thing that I remember about it is how busy it was. The place was packed. People were everywhere. I remember that shortly after going inside, I saw the Happy Meal toys in a case and I stopped to look at them. I always liked seeing all the possible options of toys that I could get in the Happy Meal. I wanted to collect them all. When I looked back up though, maybe a minute later, my mom and sister were gone. I thought they had still been standing there right near me. I looked around the crowded restaurant. People were everywhere, but none of the people that I saw were my mom or sister. As I was standing there looking around, about a minute went by, and then a woman approached me. I had never seen her before in my life, but she seemed like she somehow knew who I was. I looked up at her when she was right in front of me. She said that my mom was looking for me. The way that she said it was kind of stern, like I was in trouble. I was afraid that I might actually be in trouble because my mom had always told me to stay by her when we were out in public. The woman then told me to come on and started walking. She grabbed my hand and I followed her. As we were walking, she told me that it was dangerous to wander off like I had been. The woman led me towards the exit of the McDonald's going outside. When we were just about at the doors, I got a really bad feeling. I hadn't really questioned this situation up until then, but I then realized that something had to be off. My mom hadn't even ordered yet, and we had been planning to eat inside the restaurant, so why would she have left? As we were crossing through the exit doors, I suddenly yanked my arm away from the woman. I broke off from her and then ran away through the crowd. I ran around in a panic, searching for my mom and sister like crazy. As I did, I went as far away from the woman as I could. At last, I found my mom and sister at the far left front counter, about to order. When my mom saw me, she said, "There you are, it's time to order." She then ordered our food, and after getting it, we went and sat down. I didn't see the woman who had tried to make me leave with her again. I also didn't tell my mom about it, or anybody else. At the time, I was afraid if I told my mom that I would get in trouble, or she would be upset. So I decided to just keep it to myself. But looking back, I know that I should have said something, and that I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. The older I got, the more I realized how close I came to possibly getting kidnapped. After turning 16, I landed my first job at the local McDonald's. I was excited to finally have a job and earn some money. One quiet Monday night, I found myself working behind the counter with just my coworker. That night had been uneventful, and only a few customers had been there in the last hour. But as the time went by, eventually someone else came in. The man who walked through the door resembled a grown-up version of the eerie kid from the movie Vivarium. That's what I remember thinking, and he towered at an imposing height of probably 6'6". He was lengthy and tall, and he had a very pale complexion also. He was wearing a suit and tie with a black and white polka dot pattern. He seemed a little well-groomed for a late-night visit to McDonald's. For some reason, the guy just kind of freaked me out when I saw him. And unlike other customers, he bypassed the counter and went straight for a corner table. After sitting down at one, he took out a fork and spoon from his pocket, and a small plate as well. I was really weirded out by this. He then placed them on the table in front of him. I was trying not to just obviously stare at the guy, but I couldn't help but look. It was a bizarre sight, as if he had come prepared for a meal, yet without any intention of ordering. I was noticing, though, that he kept looking over in my direction. This was pretty strange, and I decided to just ignore the guy. I went back to minding my own business and standing behind the counter. Soon, though, it was time to close up. I didn't really want to have to tell the guy that he had to leave. He seemed off, and I was nervous to approach him. I decided to go back and tell my coworker, hoping maybe he would rather tell the guy to leave. After talking with him in the back for maybe 30 seconds, we came out to see that the man was now gone. I hadn't heard him leave, but he was nowhere in the restaurant. We checked all around, even in the bathrooms and everything. I was so relieved, and we went on with closing up the place. The rest of the night, I drove home from work, got to my apartment, and got ready for bed. It was late, and I was really tired. But as I laid awake in bed, I glanced out my window and couldn't believe my eyes. The same tall, creepy man was walking down the sidewalk. I sat up in disbelief. As he walked by, he stopped and stared, looking right at me. I got up quickly and sprinted over to the window to close the blinds. My heart was now racing and I was breathing heavy. I took a few moments to catch my breath and calm down. I had no idea why this creepy guy was walking right in front of my building. After a few moments, I opened the blinds slightly to look. I saw him walking off far away in the distance. I kept my blinds closed and went back to bed. I still think about this all the time. Maybe it was a coincidence that he happened to be walking by, but it sent shivers down my spine, especially when he looked at me.
I'm not sure if this is the creepiest or the most disgusting thing to ever happen to me, but here it is. I'm a 17-year-old female, and this happened about 3 months ago. Me and my friends always liked to go to McDonald's after we had a good yoga session. You could call us regulars. We probably did yoga together 2 or 3 times a week, and it wasn't a class or anything. It was just me and 3 of my friends. We had another friend, Olivia, who occasionally joined us, but she was kind of flaky. If she didn't feel like doing yoga that day, we just went ahead and did it without her. We had been in this routine for a couple of weeks at this point, and we always look forward to getting some nice junk food. There was something about McDonald's that was like the guilty pleasure of my entire existence. I normally didn't get it otherwise, but I really look forward to the couple of occasions that me and my friends went there. But this one experience was horrible. I had been there enough that I started to recognize the people that worked there. I never had conversations with them, but I knew their faces well enough to spot when someone new was in the back working. That's exactly what happened this one Wednesday afternoon. I noticed this guy with really thin hair. He had a really creepy face, and I'm not sure how to describe it exactly. His eyes were humongous. They looked like the eyes of a bug. And then he had this really strange body language that always kind of freaked me out. It was like jumpy or something. If he was deep frying French fries, for example, he would stand perfectly still for a second, and then really quickly submerge them in one motion, and it would splash grease all over. This was very unusual, considering I had seen enough people put down fries that there was an easier way he could have done that. He didn't have to splash it like that. I was watching him one day, and we made eye contact. It was really unusual, too, because I was looking at him as my mom's credit card was processing to pay for my meal. He had his back turned toward me. I was trying to figure out if I knew who he was, and then he just spun around to look at me, and it was all in one motion. It was just really freaky. So I started noticing him more and more. He was always working whenever my friends and I got finished with our yoga. It didn't bother me too much. My friends also noticed how weird he was and told me about similar experiences. It wasn't creepy enough that we stopped going or anything, but it was certainly enough to notice. I remember the day in particular. It was a weekend because I didn't have school that day. Me and my friends had just finished a really good yoga session and we headed over to McDonald's. Anyway, my friends and I ordered our food and were waiting for a few minutes. It took a little bit longer than usual, which isn't really an issue because we're not impatient or anything. But here was the weird part. They weren't busy. We were basically the only people in there waiting for food, and I think they had one other person who had already ordered who was sitting down and already eating. I didn't see any cars in the drive-thru, and I just found the whole situation extremely bizarre. I had noticed that the creepy guy was working, but I didn't see him for a very long time. He went behind a wall that I couldn't see him around, and I wasn't sure why he did this either. Life went on, and we got our food and sat down. I normally start by eating my fries, and then have whatever my main meal is after that. Today it happens to be chicken nuggets. I got a 10-piece. As I was eating, I felt that creepy guy's watchful eyes looming over us. I felt really freaked out, and I convinced my friends to take our meal into the car to leave. As we left, I looked back to see him frowning at me. I didn't stop walking. Well, we got out there, and for a few minutes, I felt like I was being paranoid and I overreacted. My friends thought so too, until I looked at my chicken nuggets. I looked inside of the box they were in, and they seemed to be covered in some kind of weird substance. I couldn't quite make it out, and I didn't know what to think. My immediate reaction was that they had put mayonnaise on it or something. Thankfully, I was smart enough to ask my friends before I took a bite. My one friend screamed, "That freak jizzed on your nuggets!" The more I analyzed this strange substance on my chicken nuggets, the more convinced I became that it really was, in fact, that. That certainly explains why it had taken so long for us to get our food. I didn't quite understand how he was able to pull it off, though. He was one of at least 5 other workers there. It's not like they would have just allowed him to do this, right? Whatever the case may have been, I didn't feel comfortable eating those chicken nuggets and I threw them out without hesitation. My friends and I were all really freaked out that this had happened to us. My friends threw out the rest of their food just to be on the safe side. We weren't really sure if we should have reported this incident to the police or something. We really didn't know what to do. We just kind of laughed it off as being one of those crazy life experiences, and that was it. I haven't gone back to McDonald's since this whole experience. But yeah, that's the story of how I ordered chicken nuggets one time, and the freaky guy working there put his secret sauce on them.